The Lennox and Addington County OPP detachment presented their annual report this week, including data about crime, traffic enforcement, and community well-being. The report noted an increase in violent crimes through 2024 and the creation of a Crime Prevention and Community Support Bureau. The report also highlights the detachment's initiatives and successes from the past year. Inspector David Tovill noted where the department is at and what they're looking forward to in the future.
Highlights are crime, roadway, waterway, and trail safety and our community well-being data and highlights successes from the past year. This 2024 report also is a midway report for the Lennox and Addington OPP 2023 to 2025 action plan and provides updates on our current progress and our action plan commitments. So at the end of 2025, we will be going into our next action report. And what's going to be exciting about this one is this time with having our detachment board in place, we're going to be working with the board who represents our communities to understand what our priorities are in each of the communities. And that will form our action plan for our officers moving forward over the next few years. We'll be able to have those little milestone markers throughout that term to evaluate how we're doing pivot as needed to ensure we're meeting the needs of our community.
Along with the creation of the Crime Prevention and Community Support Bureau, the detachment's response to an increase in violent crimes includes more training for officers. Tovill explains the training they've implemented.
We've increased the number of officers trained in major case investigations, including human trafficking, intimate partner violence investigations, and investigative interviewing techniques. In courses like the human traffic investigations, these are new courses over the last few years. Again, it's a new concern in policing that we never really had to worry about a number of years ago, but it's just the reality of society now. And, we've learned that human trafficking goes through all of our communities and often it's within all of our communities. It's important for our officers to understand and recognize those signs for those types of crimes.
Tovill details the importance of training and notes the amount of new young officers on their front line.
During the 2023 to 25 action plan period, our detachment, Lennox and Addington OPP, have increased our capacity for investigative excellence in a number of ways. Training has been key for us in training our people. Our detachment frontline in particular is made up of a lot of new young officers. Probably most of our shifts have less than 4 years policing experience, and probably 80% of that is less than 3 years. We have officers who have been on a year and a half coaching new recruits, and that's just the reality of policing across the country. So it's not unique to the OPP, it's just a reality. And with that then comes a high demand for training. And so that's a big burden to put on our Ontario Police College and our Provincial Police Academy out of OPP headquarters.
Tovill spoke about road safety in the area.
Our officers remain steadfast in their commitment to keeping our roads safe. We're pretty proud to say that our impaired driving enforcement has increased 20% over where it was in 2023. Our speed enforcement's increased 32% over 2023. Our seatbelt enforcement has doubled since 2023, and our distracting driving enforcement has near tripled since 2023. Our fatal motor vehicle collisions were reduced, and I'm pleased to report that year to date, there have been no fatalities. Personal injury collisions and property damage collisions have reduced an additional 14% year to date right now from where they were in 2024 through the efforts of our officers.
Tovill went on to speak about waterways and trails in the area as well.
We've engaged with community stakeholders and regional traffic teams to address a number of specific issues on our roads, waterways, and trails. And during this action plan period, we've committed to a full-time marine program. We've done this for a few years now. And between May to September, the OPP has full-time operators on our waterways throughout Lennox and Addington. In 2024, our operators alone engaged more than 1,300 operators on our waterways, promoting recreational safety with a focus on preventing unnecessary injury or death.
Tovill noted the amount of mental health calls they received over the last year.
We are down in our mental health calls this year. Last year, we had 338 calls year to date. We're at 300 right now, so we are down a bit, but still 300 calls with regards to mental health. And when we didn't at one time have that social services available and it was police responding, who weren't trained to deal with providing the assistance to these people. That's in place now.
Tovill detailed some of the new technologies officers are using.
The OPP has invested heavily on our frontline mobile digital technology. Over the last year, year and a half, all of our cruisers now have in-car cameras. They have car cameras not only recording the exterior of the car, but we also have cameras inside the front seat, back seat for when we do have prisoners. All officers now have body-worn cameras that are activated through self-activation or when we activate our emergency lights in the cruisers. Not only do our in-car cameras come on, but our body-worn cameras also. And all that video evidence is captured in cloud-based. Each cruiser has mobile workstations. Each officer has now been issued a mobile cell phone. And the purpose of the cell phone is all the video evidence that's coming from our in-car camera, body-worn camera, in taking audio statements, that's all tethered through the mobile phone. And our officers do a lot of the work and uploading that through that device.
Tovell explained the use of closed-circuit television for officers.
We've also trained our officers in the community, the new community safety outreach system, commonly referred to as the CCTV. So Greater Napanee area, through grant funding and working with Lennox and Addington OPP, have enhanced their CCTV system in the downtown and the main intersection areas. It was a couple of years ago when I first started as a detachment commander, there were a few cameras in place and they were looking to tear down a building. So they called me just to give me a heads up that infrastructure was going to be torn down. And we were able to stop that and actually take advantage of a grant, a substantial grant from the Ontario government. And the CCTV network we now have in the Greater Napanee area has got AI technology. It's got a capacity for automated license plate recognition and those sorts of things. We've used it for locating missing persons, solving crimes.
Tovell speaks about the connection between communities within the county's detachment board.
And we have representatives from all of our communities. I'm very, very pleased with the relationship that we've established within the board already. So great communication and a lot of great stuff ahead. Chairman Norrie and I attended Ontario Association of Police Service Board meeting in London a couple months ago together, and we were able to talk about a lot of policing issues and community safety issues that we share and the work that we're looking forward to doing in the coming year. So things are working really well there.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.